Email latedebate@rte.ie.
Ballymun, Fermoy, East Wall, Mourne Road, all of these are places where protests have been organised outside of centres that either have hosted or are currently hosting people seeking international protection, much to the fear and anxiety of those inside, with accusations from some in local areas that they're being organised by people outside and other people in local areas complaining about a lack of consultation. Duncan Smith, Ballymun is the latest scene of one of these protests. We heard people on the news saying today that they had some doubts about the authenticity of the asylum claims being made by people who were there. Other people concerned about resources, other people concerned about consultation, and then other people expressing concern about the role of people outside the community in organising these protests. Do you have any insight into the latest one in Ballymun?
No, I've no special insight into them. I'm actually disgusted by them, these protests. They're divisive, they're intimidatory, they are so un-Irish and so on my experience of dealing with people on the ground in working class communities throughout my constituency who have been fantastic at welcoming people who are fleeing war and fleeing suffering. We need to strike a right balance between acknowledging this horrible element that's in our society now, this far right fascist element, but also not giving them inordinate oxygen either. So it's a difficult balance because they do not represent any kind of moral, ethical or good view. They are disgusting actors in the space, and we are a country of 100,000 welcomes, and we should be looking after these people.
David Cullinan, your party colleague, Pa Daly, getting pushback online when he tried to voice his concern about these kinds of protests in Kerry. Martin Kenny, you're another party colleague, speaking on Primetime Tonight, talking about effectively being intimidated out of his home, and one of the stances he took was on immigration. What's your view of these protests?
Well, I don't like them, obviously. And first of all, people who flee war, people who flee poverty, people who flee famine and all sorts of terrible circumstances deserve to be treated with respect. They deserve to be housed when they come here. And the type of protests I've seen, of course, I don't like. I would say to those genuine people who are concerned about the housing crisis, for example, we have a Raise the Roof campaign that is supported by trade unions, community groups, voluntary groups, progressive parties in politics, and they organise events on a regular basis. If you are frustrated with the government, take your anger out of the government, not on people who are fleeing war, not on people who are in a desperate situation. I think that's intolerable. I think it's unacceptable. Right. And the same in healthcare. So we had a lengthy crisis.
I just better bring Colin Burke in, because I do want to get his view of these protests as well. Colin Burke.
I agree with my colleagues on this. I think this protest has been very divisive, and it's unfortunate. I mean, these are people who are fleeing from conflict in relation to who are in this accommodation, and I think it's unacceptable that they now have to put up with a kind of a divisive, and the slogans being used outside at these events are just unacceptable. I think in Fermoy, for instance, when it started off initially, yes, there was. I suppose a medium-sized number there, but then within a very short time period, it dwindled down to less than three.
Okay, all right. Well, that's all we have time for this evening. Tonight's programme was produced by series producer Penny Hart, and Cathal Murray's on the way with the Late Debate. But first, it's over to Greg Allen on the Sports Desk.
The Late Debate on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.